right, continuing the conversation now, as we are all anticipating Governor Whitmer to extend the stay-home order and expand the specifics. That's what we're looking for today. That's what we're anticipating here today. And it makes you wonder how all of these executive orders are playing out. One of the big complaints that I've heard from parents around the state is the lack of direction when it comes to K through 12 education in the public schools. I mean, if I talk to my relatives and friends in Florida and South Carolina around the country, their kids are all going to school every day by way of their computers and so forth. No plan here in Michigan. Not like that. Joining me, David Coleman, Senior Counsel, Great Lakes Justice. Senator David, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to be in the no panic zone.
Good to have you here. I'm not panicked. I'm concerned, however. I want to start with the schools, and then I want to get on to some businesses. But you say in a press release that the governor's executive orders unconstitutionally outlaw home education and take the authority away from the State Board of Education. Do tell.
Yeah, if you read the order, she says that no in-person instruction of any child is allowed in Michigan, and then included applying that to non-public schools. Well, homeschools are included in Michigan under non-public schools, under that definition. So essentially, I think it's probably an unintended consequence. I don't know that they were sitting back saying, let's outlaw homeschooling. But that's essentially what they've done. And so we're calling on the governor to clarify her order, to make it clear parents can still give in-person instruction to their children at home. And so
right, that's important.
That's one issue. Probably the bigger issue is this: the whole order usurps the State Board of Education's authority. The governor doesn't have authority over public education. The State Board of Education does under our Constitution and under various state laws.
Do explain.
I mean, just because Governor Whitmer sent out an emergency, you know, or established an emergency, doesn't that automatically give her control over all public education in the state?
So does the State Board of Education step up and say, hey, that's our job? I mean, it's too late for that. They didn't say anything when schools were shut down originally and then shut down permanently. And there's no
right.
plan here. I mean, you know, everybody advances, seniors graduate. You know, how are we going to compete against kids in Florida and South Carolina and California that are all going to school, not to mention kids overseas who are all going to school? Michigan kids, well, we'll just skip a few months of school. We don't really have a plan. I mean, we're getting some movement in my district finally that they'll be back on distance learning, I think, Monday. But we've lost a month. And my question being, as I look at these numbers, and I almost 100% sure that she's going to extend the stay-at-home order and expand how strict it's going to be a little bit later today, I almost wonder if closing schools was premature, because you still could have had half of May and all of June to try to catch up 4, 5, 6 weeks and not have a complete loss of the year, right?
Right. Absolutely. And again, it comes back to the issue, Steve. Who makes these decisions? It's not Governor Whitmer. She's not in charge of public schools.
But she
the
is.
The State Board of Ed is.
And well, possession,
you know,
I mean, as they say, David.
Whether they stepped up or not or didn't do it, I guess that's a good question for them.
Well,
but
possession, as they say, is 9/10 of the law, and she's got possession of it right now. I mean, she's in control because she has it in her hands. So, you know, so and so that's enough of that for now. I want to go into one other thing here, because we were just talking about greenhouses and other, you know, businesses. If greenhouses are not allowed to open and these agricultural stands and so forth are not allowed to operate, many of them will just be out of business by the time you get to June 1st. They'll have missed their season. They won't have sold anything. They'll be dead in the water. And so my question then becomes, what's essential and what can a company do to fight back and say, wait a second, if you do that to me, I don't want your $600 a week in unemployment. I want my company back. Get your hands off my business. You're being unreasonable completely. What recourse do people have?
Well, that's going to be the interesting question, Steve. You know, for a short time frame like we're in right now, that's one thing. But you start expanding that to 90 days or 6 months and that sort of thing, you're essentially destroying people's businesses. And that's arguably a government taking at that point. So now you're getting into all those constitutional issues. And you're impairing the right of contract. I mean, under both Michigan and the federal constitutions, people have the right to contract, and that's being obviously impaired. It's being stopped by the governor with these orders. And then even with that Menards letter that came out last week, the AG's office sent out, basically telling Menards they didn't have the right to advertise to sell certain products. I didn't realize that the governor believes she has the authority to micromanage what products a business can sell.
Well, wouldn't that come under the
essential or not?
I mean, is the First Amendment in the United States, is freedom of speech been outlawed because there's some people sick in the country? Is that what's, I mean, is the Constitution on hold because of COVID-19?
Right. That's the issue. I mean, again, short term, a few weeks like this, I think she can do it, and rightly so, when it's a crisis, a public health emergency. But you start getting out into the time, the types of time frames they're talking about, and I think that balance, that scale shifts at that point. You know, I think really a different standard should be used. It's not essential versus non-essential. It should be safe versus unsafe. That's what our House Speaker Lee Chatfield's proposing. That should be our standard. Is something safe, what people are doing? I mean, why shouldn't somebody have their store open in a county that has one COVID case?
Right. Reasonably safe.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Life comes with risks. I mean, and somehow we've turned it all into, you know, death is bad, and we must fight all death. Well, I've got bad news for you.
Yeah.
He's coming for you at some point. The Grim Reaper, that is. Anyhow, David, I'll give you the last word real quick.
Well, again, these are all important issues, and nobody believes that we should just be having life as normal with this virus that's running around. But there does come a point of, you know, does the cure become more of a problem than the disease itself?
Well, that's the exact thing, and that's exactly right, and that's the question.
Yeah.
David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center, always appreciate you being here, David.
Thanks. It's great to be on, Steve. Have a good day.
You as well. By the way, if you'd like to lose weight and feel great because you've got all the time locked in your root cellar there, My Pure Health Solutions is your solution. I did it a couple of years ago. It was great. I lost 40 pounds. I'm still way down. I love it. And you can focus on it at home right now. You can. Go to GruberHealth.com, and they're concerned about the cash flow. They'll cut 30% off the bill right now. You want to do it. You want to focus. Don't panic eat. Go to GruberHealth.com and get your health under control. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.